Hello, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to go over. As you know, it was the end of the month last week. And so as a result of that, the numbers are usually higher, and this did not disappoint. There were 500 homes that sold last week, and it was 387 the week before. So the numbers are going up, and the median price actually is going up too. It's at 442.5. So that's an increase as well. I think it was 420 the week before. The inventory decreased by 115. And when you're looking at overall how everything goes, of the 500, 39 of them were under 250. 32 were between 250 and 300. 138 were between 300 and 400. 90 were between 400 and 500. 153 between 500 and a million. And 48 were over a million. Now, looking at the months of inventory, we're at 2.61 overall, 1.95 under 250, 2.11, 250 to 300, 1.81 between 300 and 400. Then we go to 3.05 from 400 to 500, 3.16, 500 to a million, and 3.14 for over a million. So that's a normal market, you know, pretty much all the way around. When you're looking at list to ask price or sale to ask price, you're at 95.43 overall, which is down a little bit, 96.26 under 250, 98.76, 250 to 300, 97.73, 300 to 400, 98.29, 400 to 500, 97.95, 500 to a million, and 91.04 over a million. So that over a million really brought us down because there were quite a few houses that sold there. The average days on the market before they get a contract is sitting at 60. So that's what's going on there. When you're looking at condos, townhomes, and villas, there were 132 that sold last week. It was 130 the week before, so not a big change there. The price, median price, increased to 287.5, which was up about 2%, so not a lot, but quite a bit for the week, you know. So they're sitting there, and that inventory decreased by 14 and is sitting at 28.46. So when you're looking how that all breaks itself down, that is going to be looking at basically under 250 was 45 of the 132, 23 between 250 and 300, 34 between 300 and 400, 17 between 400 and 500, 11 between 500 and a million, and 2 over a million. So last week we didn't have any over a million, but we did this week. So when you're looking at the months of inventory overall in condos, townhomes, and villas, we're at almost 5 months, 4.98, and that's what it is under 250. Then we go to 4.37 for 250 to 300. It's 4.83, 300 to 400, 5.4 for 400 to 500, 6.5 for 500 to a million, and 2.31 for over a million, because there's 20 on the market and two of them sold. So, you know, kind of a small market there for the over a million. And the average days on the market is 55 for them. The final list to ask price was overall 97.48 and 96.39 under 250. Then it's at 97s all the way across until you get up to the 500. They're at 98. And then, believe it or not, the over a million in this case went for 100% of asking price, actually 100.71. So there was there were people that definitely liked those million-dollar properties, because usually you got a little bit of wiggle room there, but not this week. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you could call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I find really interesting that people are saying out there, and that I was looking at these stats and everything, is basically, you know, that I hear people saying, oh, you know, nobody's going to pay me, you know, the asking price or anything like that. And what I have found in this particular market is that it is crucial to price your property appropriately. And if you don't price it appropriately, you're not going to get showings, you're not going to get offers, you know, any of those kinds of things are not happening. And basically, you know, you think, well, everybody can offer me less. And yes, they can. But, you know, what do people do? They go to the path of least resistance. And when there's enough inventory out there that you've got a couple of choices, if you've got a choice of somebody that you can offer asking price, you know, and you know that you're probably going to get it at asking price, or you're going to take $10,000 or $20,000 off of somebody else's price, you're going to go with the asking price one, and you're going to go ahead and do that. And we're finding that is what's going on in the market today. So, you know, I find it very interesting. You know, it's like people are always saying, well, I just want to try it. And, you know, the bottom line is that that's going to hurt you long term when you just try it. You actually have to go in there at market price. And when you do that, you're going to get it. You're going to get over asking price. I mean, we have two recent examples in the last few weeks where we put the properties on the market where we thought they should be, and they both went over asking price. And basically, you know, it's not a lot over asking necessarily. One of them was $10,000, the other one was only $1,000. But basically, when you're, you know, looking at it, it was definitely over asking. And I get a lot of people today that say, well, you know, nobody's going to pay over asking. Well, yeah, they are. And if you put it too high, they're not going to even come and see it, because they're thinking that I just, you know, I don't want to pay that much for it, or they don't know, you know, what the scoop is and all of that kind of stuff. You know, there was one property that I was looking at, and, you know, they wanted to price it at $240,000. Now, this is just it's a condo villa kind of thing. And basically, you know, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, which is nice, you know, for that price point and everything to be able to get it. But unfortunately, the situation was is that there was another one on the market that was a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and it was priced at $200,000. So a third bedroom is not worth $40,000, you know, to most people, and not to any people or whatever. The highest that anything had sold in that particular development was $220,000. So basically, in my opinion, if you price it anything above $220,000, you're hurting yourself. And basically, that's what happened, and all of that. And they ended up, you know, renting it out instead of selling it and that kind of thing, which might be the decision that you want to make. But basically, you know, if you're not willing to sell it at market price, then it might not be the right time for you to sell it. And that might be hard for some people to hear, but basically the bottom line is that, you know, we market the properties to everybody that's out there, and we find people and we get above asking price. But the bottom line is that, you know, there's many times where you cannot get more than market price. People that have money, that have cash, they don't want to pay more than what the value is what they can see. But anyway, that's my 2 cents on all of that. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host on Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is there's some data that came in from Zillow, actually, that shows many cities in Florida with the fastest growing home prices. And basically, so I highlighted, and there's like 50 properties that they've, 50 areas that they're telling on here. But basically, the bottom line is that these are areas within our area. So some of them are towns, some of them are homeowners associations. But basically, the number one or number 47 on here is saying Windermere. And the typical home value of Windermere is $703,915. The typical 1 year price change is that it went up $41,265, which was up 6.2%. And the 5 year price change went up 67.8%, which was $284,532. So, you know, I thought that was very interesting. So the current price, median price of a home in Windermere is $703,000. Over 5 years, it's gone up 67% and 6.2 just in the last year, which I think for where we've been pretty stable, I think that's great. The next area is Bay Hill, which is not a town, but it is a homeowners association and that kind of thing, an area in Orlando. And the typical home value there is $812,905. The one-year price change was $59,576, which was up 7.9%. The five-year price change was $302,000, which was up 59.4%. So it was higher in Windermere last year, but overall it was down then from Windermere. The next area, again, is not a town, but it's a homeowners area, and this is Lake Hart. So Lake Hart is part of Lake Nona over there in that area, and the typical home value over there is $1.137,354 million. And the one-year price change was up $76,500 over there, which was up 7.2%. And the five-year price change was $505,065, which was up 79.9%. So, and that Lake Nona area is booming, and so that's what's going on over there. This next one is Lake Buena Vista, and the typical home value there that it's talking about are $5,130,016. So this has got to be primarily Golden Oak in regards to what's happening, which are the homes, you know, located actually on Disney property. And so they went up 1 year, $240,106, which was up 4.9%. And the five-year data is not available, you know, over there in regards to what happened, because most of those are fairly new. But I thought that's very interesting. And so all of the ones that made the list in our area are the higher end areas. And basically they're having the biggest gains and everything at this point in time. The median price homes, they're staying pretty consistent, not going up a lot. I think they're going up on average. It was like 0.6% over the year, not 6%, 0.6%. So the good news is that they're not heading down, but they're not like taking off like hotcakes or anything either. And that's why the price is so sensitive, like I was talking about earlier. So in the luxury market, the prices are actually increasing at a faster rate at this point in time, which probably goes to show you that there are more executives or more higher end jobs that are coming into the Orlando market. And that's why those prices are heading up faster than other things. So remember, I'm always telling you guys that real estate is very local. And so that's just a really interesting way of showing it. You know, it's interesting that they're saying that they're towns, like Windermere is a town, but And I think that was the only town. I mean, that Lake Buena Vista is kind of a town, but not really. But so basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, there are areas of Orlando and all of that that are part of that, that are showing those kinds of changes. So I thought that was something that you guys would be interested in, and all of that in knowing. Basically, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you could call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about some advice for sellers. And besides pricing it right, and I know that people think that sometimes that you're just pricing it right because you just want to get rid of it or whatever, but you know, the studies have all shown that usually the first offer is the best, and that the way that people, you know, want to sell their property is that they want to sell it quickly. I mean, it's, and they want to have certainty. And so, you know, we do our very best to come up with the pricing. We have great ways of analyzing it. And when people take our advice, I mean, we're right on the money. And so I just think that, you know, that price is really important. And one more story on that vein is that, you know, there's a property that we have on the market, and we got an offer within 4 days of putting it on the market in the way and everything that we had done. And the price was $225,000. Now, this is a one-bedroom condo. So I thought it was fantastic. It was cash. It was closed quickly. You know, all of those things. And I don't know where the owners got it in their head, but they thought that, you know, they thought that the property is worth $270,000. Now, nothing in that area has sold for anywhere near that, not the two bedrooms, not the three bedrooms, anything like that. So they declined the offer. You know, and so anyway, as a result of that, now, you know, a couple of months later, they've come back and they're like, oh, we'll take that $225,000 offer. Well, it no longer exists. The people went and bought something else. And, you know, there are properties, one bedrooms in there that have sold for $175,000 since then, which are the comparables that are going to be compared to it. I mean, this one has a little bit better flooring and a couple things like that, but nothing to definitely give you that much more of a price point. So, you know, it basically comes down to that you really do need to be concerned when you're looking at the price and be mindful of what the market is, because if you're above the market, you're not going to be able to be as successful as if you could if you went right in there at the market. So I'm going to give you some advice for sellers. The number one is remove the clutter. And I know that I've talked about this many times, but basically, you know, when you come into a house, you want to make sure that everything looks like there's plenty of space for everybody who's there. You know, it's like for that particular room. I was with a buyer earlier this week, and we walked into a house and they were like, oh, this feels so big. And it was because it wasn't overpowered with too much stuff. And so as a result of that, they just fell in love with the house. They're like, this is great. We're taking it, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And they did. And basically, you know, it came down to the way that the place was laid out and decorated, that there wasn't a whole lot of clutter. There was personalization. That was all there. But there wasn't an overabundance of it. It was just done very tastefully. But in order to get in touch with us, you could call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you could call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about the last segment. I was starting on five pieces of real estate advice for sellers. And the first one is remove the clutter. The second one is clean up the yard. You know, when you're decluttering the inside of the house, that's very important. But the outside of the house is just as important, if not more important. I can't tell you how many times I've been with a buyer and we pull up to the house and they're like, no, I don't even want to go in. And you go, really? And, you know, the seller has probably spent time cleaning up and all of that kind of stuff. But they just did not like the way that the clutter was in the outside of the yard. They figured that if the outside of the yard, the outside of the house looked that way, what was the inside of the house going to look like? So they couldn't even go beyond that. And so that's how important it is to clean up the yard, to make sure that it's pristine. Now, there is a house that I put on the market not that long ago. And, you know, we were concerned about the house across the street because they hadn't cut their grass in a while. And, you know, they had those weeds coming up with the flowers and all that kind of stuff. And so they had a kind of a flowery yard, to say the least. And, you know, they were just like, they're like going, well, I wonder if we should go, you know, cut the neighbor's yard and all of that kind of stuff. And I kind of thought it might not be a bad idea and we were considering it and stuff, but we got the house sold really quickly. So it didn't really matter in the big scheme of things. But, you know, their yard looked nice. Their neighbors looked nice. It was just across the street. And, you know, we never got any feedback on it. But that is something that you can, that your neighborhood, you know, can affect if people want to see your house. So, you know, sometimes it might be worth it to go ahead and take care of the neighbor's yard or just ask if you could help them or something like that. You know, to make sure that you're going to be able to get the best price, you know, for your property. I remember a couple of years ago, I was showing a buyer a house and it was in a gated community. And, you know, there was a house that you had to go by on the corner to get, because you had to go around this corner to get to this house, this particular house. And I talked to the agent about it because it was a mess. I mean, the yard was a total mess. And I was really surprised for this HOA that they had even allowed it. And basically the bottom line was, is that the HOA didn't want to allow it. They were renters that were living in the property and they couldn't control it. Like they had sent them letters, they had sent them fines, they had sent them all those things. But they, you know, the renter, the tenant and the owner were kind of at heads and they weren't getting any success in getting to that next level. And they were in the middle of trying to figure it all out. And so, and that house, that the house that was around the corner was one that my buyers were interested in and they did end up buying it. But it was a bone of contention and that kind of stuff that they were thinking, you know, we're paying a lot of money for this house and it's in a gated community. And do we really want to have that kind of property there? And so there's a lot of things that are outside of your control, but the more that you can do in your control and make things happen, the better off that you're going to be. Okay. Next is personal effects. Now personal effects, just like I was saying, is that, you know, seeing personal pictures and items might detract from the space. And, you know, if you've just got a few pictures here and there and that kind of stuff, it's really not going to detract. But if you've got like a wall of pictures and, you know, it's all you and your family and all of that kind of stuff, it might draw people's eyes to that as opposed to drawing the eyes to the property. And so, you know, sometimes it can be good. Sometimes it can be bad. You know, I know there were a few houses that I've shown that people have had kind of an adverse, you know, thought to it. And they were actually huge pictures that were like black and white, beautiful pictures of maybe the mom when she was pregnant and everything. And they were in like the master bedroom and stuff like that. But the buyers were just kind of like flabbergasted. They're like going, oh my gosh, you know, so it was great, you know, for the people. I mean, like I said, they were beautiful. They were in great taste and everything. But at the same time, you know, from the buyer's eyes, they were like going, whoa, you know, what is that? So I think that, you know, you just have to look at everything that you see from the buyer's eyes and what they're looking at and how it's going to affect them and what they're thinking and all of that kind of good stuff. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. Next on the agenda is clean, clean, clean. And basically, you know, dust loves every surface. You definitely see that stuff out there. But, you know, people pick up on dust and dirt and all of that kind of stuff. And then they go, okay, if they're not cleaning, then what else is going on inside this house? You know, what is the situation here? I mean, why is it so dirty? Why don't they clean up after themselves? Do they change the filter in the furnace? Do they, you know, maintain the house, or do they just allow things to be as they are? So basically, you want to make sure that you definitely have your property cleaned. And so you want to make sure that the bathrooms are sparkling, the kitchens are sparkling, the carpets are sparkling, the tile is sparkling. And one thing that I would probably suggest that I find more and more of is that if you do have tile in the house, you might want to consider cleaning the grout, because that is one thing that people always see is they're like, oh, you know, that grout, it looks so dirty or whatever. And it is. But there are services that come in and they actually clean the grout. And when they get done, it looks like it looked when it was brand new. And many times white grout turns, you know, brown or gray or whatever. It looks, just looks dirty. It looks like it was supposed to be gray. And then you see a spot that was covered and it's white. And you're like going, oh my gosh, this is really dirty. So cleaning the grout, I think, would be a really good thing to do. And, you know, basically you want to make sure that you've got food debris and all of that kind of stuff is a no-brainer, that you don't want to have that stuff on. You want everything to be cleaned. And if you need to hire a professional, then, you know, go ahead and do it. But basically, you know, you definitely want to do that. And then staging a home is next on our list. So staging a home means different things to different people. For sometimes it might be rearranging the existing furniture, or sometimes it might be bringing in furniture and decor. In our area, most of the time, it's just rearranging. You know, there are companies that do staging, but there's not a lot of staging that goes on around here. So, you know, while you want to use an existing family dining room as a playroom, staging it with a table and chairs is going to be critical, because people are going to say, hey, where do you eat? And why do you need to have this as a playroom? So I think it comes back to actually making the space what it was. It also, or what you think it should be, or what it was designed to do. And the other thing that's important is to make sure that every particular space has only one use and one thing that you need to have there. And that would be the other thing that is critical to make sure that you do. So basically, that's what it comes down to, staging. So if you go back to our five pieces of advice for sellers, the number one was removing the clutter. Number two is cleaning up the yard. Number three was personal effects. Number four was clean, clean, clean. And number five was staging. And then, like I have been talking a lot during this show, is basically make sure that it's priced right. Because if you're not priced right, you're going to have a lot more problems and that kind of thing as well. And you're going to have to keep it cleaned all the time instead of selling it, you know, right away when it comes on the market, which is your goal. But I've got another solution for that that I'm going to be talking about in the next segment. And in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So what I wanted to talk to about really it, for sellers that I had mentioned in the last segment is how to get multiple cash offers on your home. And basically, you know, there are a lot of programs out there that do that. We actually have a site that you can go to and you do get multiple cash offers on your home. And basically, the name of the site is Get Cash Offers with an S on your home.com. So Get Cash Offers on your home.com. So if you want to go there, you could go ahead and do that. You know, the more information that you put in there, the more pictures that you put in there, the better offers that you get, because they're going to, you know, reflect more in regards to what actually, you know, you're going to get on your property and all of that kind of good stuff. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, we actually have that site that's available. There are 60 plus investors that actually, you know, look at your property when it comes on there. Now there's four or five of them that actually, you know, do it immediately. So it's built in that, you know, whatever address comes in there, that they're ready to give you an offer like immediately and all of that. So nobody's really looking at it. You know, it's all artificial intelligence. It's all software or whatever driven that's giving you that price. So then what happens after you look at that and you say, well, that's something that I'd like to consider, then we actually go in and, you know, upload, make sure that it's got all the pictures. And then we go for what we call the final offer. And the final offer, you know, then they come back with what that is. And then, you know, if it's something that you like, then we go to contract and all of that kind of stuff. Now, the benefits of that are that there are no showings. There's no repairs. There's no preparing. There's nothing. It's just like you go and you turn in your car at a car lot. It's kind of a similar situation. Now, you might say, well, they're just going to offer me, you know, so much less than market value. And the bottom line is that some of them do and some of them don't. Some of the programs are really good and, you know, kind of at asking or maybe even a little above from what I've seen. And so what we do is, you know, we just present it to you. And if that's something that you want to do, then you could obviously move forward with that. I believe that long term, this is where all of real estate is going to go. You know, that you're going to kind of click a button and sell your home. Just like, you know, the car industry to a large extent is heading in that direction too. You know, when you look at the Carvanas and all of those places, they're like a vending machine of, you know, buying a car. You know, it's not a whole lot different. I mean, still you need to go test drive it and look at it and all that kind of good stuff. But when it comes to selling your home, you know, you're going to, you know, probably come into that. You know, they're finding a bigger and bigger percentage of people actually want to do that, where they want to get the best price, you know, cash without having to go through the hassle. They know when it's going to close. They don't have to be concerned about it because it's a cash buyer that's going to do it. They've already, it's a corporation, so they're not going to change their mind later and all that kind of good stuff. Once you've gone under contract, everything's all done. So they do inspections and all of those kinds of things, obviously, you know, because they're going to make sure that they're protecting themselves. But basically, the bottom line is that they're doing it, in my opinion, you know, with some really good incentives for the seller and that kind of thing out there. And there's a few companies and one of the cash offer things that is out there is actually, you know, it's called cash and sell. And what that means is that they're going to give you the majority of your money right now on the house. They're going to hold back a little bit of it. They're, after you move out, they're going to come in there and they're going to maybe repaint or do the repairs of whatever that you wanted to do and resell it. And once they resell it, then you would actually, you know, get more money. Now, if they sell it for more than what they thought they were going to sell it for, then you get that extra money. So how great is that? You know, so that's an awesome thing. But if they sell it for less than what you anticipated, you know, they kind of take the brunt of that. So there's very little risk when it comes into that. And it's a really good program for people. There's another one that's a cash and lease back. So you can sell your house, get the majority of the money out of it, use that money for whatever else to buy the new property or whatever. But you can rent that property up to a year. You know, the house that you used to live in and that you sold to somebody. So another, you know, great opportunity for you and something that you could do. So that's called the cash and lease back. So that's another situation that's out there that might be a great situation for some people out there. But then there's the straight cash. And then we also guarantee the price of the home, or we'll pay the difference and all of that kind of stuff. So there's great programs that are out there. And actually, if you're an investor and you would like to be a part of this platform, you know, we actually have the ability to put local investors in this cash offer program. And if a property comes in that matches your buy box of what you're looking for, it will automatically make an offer on your behalf. And then just like the other, investors and stuff, you know, you get to do an inspection and all of that because before everything becomes final. So it's really a great opportunity for everybody to, take part of. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. Now, the house of the week is what I wanted to talk about now. And this property is actually in Kissimmee. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath at $220,000, not any of the ones I was talking about earlier. And basically, the owner is moving up north to be with family. And this property has got a lot of fruit trees on it. It's got quite a bit of land. It's actually, let's see here. How big is this land? It is 0.17 acres. It feels like it's bigger than that, but it's only 0.17. But it's really a nice property. It's got, like I said, two bedrooms, two bath. It's a manufactured home is basically what it is, but you own the land. So there's no lot rent. There is an HOA that's $83 a month. And that includes the cable TV, the community pool, the ground maintenance, and the recreational facilities. So I don't know where you could get all that for $83 a month. So that's really a great deal. But this property also has a screened-in room. And so it's got where the airflow is really nice and everything out there. It's got a room off of the living room that's actually closed in. So it's 100%, space. They're actually using it as a man cave and everything right now. So it's got that space too. So if you really in a pinch needed a space for visitors or whatever to be in, then that would be a great place for them and everything too. So again, this property is $220,000. And it's in Kissimmee in an area where they've got other, homes like this. The yards feel spacious. It's 0.17, of an acre and everything, but a really nice property. And they're just looking for somebody to buy it because what they want to do is they want to move up north with their relatives and moving out of the area. So anyway, in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.